after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl,
Nay Seduction.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another week on the show, which we do every Monday and Wednesday. Every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dust Monday. We kind of start the week off to kind of make it a little bit better, because you know Monday is the worst day of the week. And then we bring you every Wednesday, Hump Day After Dusk. That's where we've closed out the week here on the show. So, you know, give it a nice little mid-week turn up, and that's how we do it, man, right here on Life After Dusk Live. So, this week, we kind of let the red curtain be pulled back a lot in the show. So, for this week, as we told y'all last month, once a month, Nay ends up producing the show. So there's always two shows out of every month that she produces the shows for. And so she picks the guests. She has to pick the six, too. I know she knows that already, but Nay, you got to pick the six of this week, too.
You ain't tell me how late.
You're completely in charge. So, yeah, bam. So yeah, there you go. You look at something. You're getting your toes. Nay takes over the show. You know, I'm still here. Y'all still here.
Of
Don't get
course.
Crazy.
I know that.
She gets to take it over. You know, it's just to get her used to behind the scenes stuff. It's just getting guests and everything. And people knowing that, you know, hey, what does she really do? But so, I mean, she does a lot regardless, but
right.
Also, you know, y'all can just see her be a producer. Y'all can see, okay, yeah, she's
good.
Putting the work in behind the scenes, that she's not just on here just being cute. Because she already has a segment. She has all that. So we do this once a month just to let y'all know that she can do it if she wants to. So don't get it twisted. But anyways, Nay, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty cool. You know, I just really be in the house. You know, I don't go nowhere like that. I'm a homebody. I got some wine. You know, I was drinking some wine.
Goodness, wine. You always on some wine.
I'm always on some wine. It made me act crazy. You know I'm already crazy.
Yeah, so do you really need wine to enhance it?
Don't mix good dick and wine together. Don't do that.
See, I'm going to get on you about that because let me tell you why. Because you be conflicting me. So, Nate didn't see this coming. Like, so you'll have a status, like, one other day, you said, like, 2 days, these statuses were back-to-back statuses next to each other. One day, you were saying, good dick would change your life. The next day, you were saying, yes, no, watch this. The next day, you were saying, all these dudes I have got to offer out here is dick. Well, which one do you want, Nate?
They do. They
good
do.
God.
You know, I got my topic for the 6. You know.
Oh Lord, never mind. I picked the topic. No, I picked the topic. No, no.
Are you picking now?
Cause you messy. Ah, you messy. I don't even trust. I don't trust you.
I am not messy.
I don't trust you. I don't trust you. But oh yeah, 420 happened too. How was 420 for you?
It's all about Nate's seduction. I ain't even get high on 420.
Interesting.
I don't really like that. Really smoking. I mean, it makes me mellow. I feel like wine, you know, it makes me more, I don't know. Like, it depends on what I'm drinking. But wine, I mean, weed make me more mellow and goofy, I guess. You can say.
What does Hennessy do?
That's thought juice.
Hennessy. You mean Hennessy?
That's thought juice.
Oh, man. Well, Nay, I'm not going to do this to you today. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to do this to you today. Just not gonna do it.
I ain't gonna deal with you today.
Which, by the way, 420. I did not smoke. As those who don't know, breaking news: Ceddie J doesn't smoke. I know, breaking news. But now I actually hosted a 420 party called Greenlight Special. Where we had two different events going on under one roof. So you had the Smokers Lounge Live, which is where the performances were happening. And then you had Greenlight Special, which was where we played more music. We played more music than performances. And, yeah, shout out to all the females that came out. Shout out to that. Shout out to how packed it was. Because people was hating, they didn't want to see us be great, and we packed the hell out of them up. And so, shout out to you. You lose because you thought you were not going to be packed. And now you have to be the person to hear about it, not be about it. So, it is what it is. Friday. Ooh, Nate, let me tell you about Friday.
What about Friday?
Oh my God! So my homeboy, he was DJing the 420 party. He had hit me up because I went to his poetry slam first, and he hit me up. He was like, "Oh man, let's get out, man." And so I'm like, "I don't know, you know." But then he said Park Ave. I'll tell you why I like Park Ave, Nate. You say Park Ave with heroes to me, you gonna give me the automatic come out the house. Because every time I go to Park Ave with Heroes, I have a good time. Because that's where people actually want to have a good time. It's not a bunch of fighting. It's not a bunch of middle school dance mentality where everybody just looking at each other. No, they be going to have a good time. It was, and I was stunned. I'm walking past like 200 people skipping up the line. They're like, "Who is this nigga?" Don't worry about all that. And I'm chilling off in the VIP booth by the DJ. just looking down. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get on her, her, and her. Needless to say, oh, it was a good night. Good night. Shout out. Oh, my God. Shout out to that chick that was in the red. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You put a smile on my face on Friday night. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it there. That's what we gonna leave that story, man.
Okay then.
I can't give y'all too much room. So yeah. That being said, we're going to a music break. Since it was quite a thotty, Friday night. I'm gonna play some thotty music. So, who do I want to go with? Hey man, I want to go like really thotty. Sadie J, who do you want to go with? Oh, I got this. Here we go. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, you know my name, girl. I go by DJ Toe. Rook Gang Music, pop that
Welcome back, everyone, to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, City J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
Yeah, that was Pop That by DJ Choles and Brick Gang. I figured that was fitting, you know, since I was talking about, Nay was talking about Thought Juice earlier, and I was talking about Thoughting at the Club. So, yeah. I thought that was a perfect song to play. But anyways, man, it's the portion of the show where we have special guests that we bring on to the show. Got two special guests today. One all the way out from Virginia, and the other one all the way out from Naptown, correct, Nay?
She's from Gary, Indiana, but she currently
okay, Gary, make sure I won't be disrespectful. Thank you, Nay. Because you know, you say the wrong city, he wants to slice your side. So I didn't want to have to deal with that. I didn't want to get choked or stabbed today. All right, so I'll be bringing the guest now. Welcome to the show, Miss Lene, and welcome into the show as well, Miss Tay as well. Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Hi. How are y'all?
Doing all right. So, starting from the top, first off, I'm going to go to each of y'all and let you introduce yourself. So, Lene, I'll let everybody know who you are. Where are you from, and why you got into modeling?
My name is Lene. I'm 22. I'm from Virginia. Born and raised. I got into modeling. Actually, I wanted to model since I was like a kid, always watching America's Next Top Model and watching Tyra Banks and all that, just at my grandma's house. And then I wasn't old enough at the time when I really wanted to do it. I was only 17. And I didn't really have anybody to do a signature for a release form as far as a guardian. So I waited until I was of age, and I just started booking my own shoots. I started off on Craigslist, actually. Went from Craigslist to doing photo shoots to shows, and I don't know how I did it, but my first show was in December, and that was in Richmond, Virginia, and then my second show was in New York Fashion Week, and
nice.
I just submitted videos. I submitted my videos from my first show in Richmond, and I made it, and I worked for two different designers and two different shows. And now I'm just doing shows. I haven't even really done shoots like talking about it. I've been doing more shows than anything. But I really started from Craigslist. But you got to be careful with Craigslist.
I was going to ask you that. I was like, how'd you weed out the crazies on Craigslist? Because I used to do a segment on here called Call a Craigslist Hooker. And I would call those people that offer massages. And I would put all these different fake voices on. I'm asking for services.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I've had a lot of people ask me to do a lot of crazy things, like fetishes, just crazy stuff. That's not a model to me. I mean, I don't know what kind of model that is, but I don't do that. Actually, I've never even done a completely nude shoot. The most I've been naked is a bathing suit, and it was for a swimwear shoot, but I just have morals, like, I can't do that. but I'm not stupid, so I know who's real, I know who's not. And they always tell you to get back to them with the email. You can tell what's fake. Well, not everybody can, but I can. I know what's fake and what's not. And I know what and what not to say yes to. And I don't care how much you're paying me. If I don't want to do it, I'm not going to do it. So that's just how I am. Personally.
Okay. So I'm going to come back over to you. I'm going to throw it over to Tay. So Tay, I'll let everybody know.
Hi.
Introduce yourself. Let everybody know where you from and why you got into modeling.
All righty. Well, my real name is Lafayette Faye, but of course I'm Faye for short. I don't have to. But I really started modeling in high school. I didn't really take it far, but now I have two beautiful kids, my twins, Pierce and London. Hey, babies. And I got to do what I have to do for them. So I just want to get my beauty out. I don't know. I've been quiet for too long. So trying to start doing something else. But I'm from Gary, Indiana. Shout out to my friend, Big Girl CEO. Hey, Marcel. And shout out to Nate because she be doing her thing.
Thank you, baby.
Yes,
working and being a mom.
Just Queen shut the internet down. That's what Nate does. Nate shuts the internet down regularly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I ain't that bold. I'm not that bold yet. Not at all. Did you hear me say I had twins? So, the stuff Nate do, you get it, girl.
Thank you, but you already know Slim Thick Girl's working, so.
Yes, definitely ready for that takeoff. It's just going to be something new for me, really. Like, I don't know, I'm just ready to start traveling and give other girls something to look at, like inspiration. Just showing them that good things can't come out of Gary, really.
Exactly. That's my main thing, is to show girls that we can make it. You can make it. No matter if you got kids, no matter what you've been through, whatever situation, you can still make it. And you know we come from nothing. You know we ain't got shit in Gary. You know we don't got shit in Gary.
Gotta be positive. And we definitely gonna give back when we make it to the top. That's all that matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
okay, so I got
a
question.
Any video shoots or nothing like that. I'm just ready to take off with my Slim Thick Girl. Then everybody get to meet me.
So I have another question for each of y'all because, of course, Lene being out in Richard mainly, and then you being out in Gary. You know, how do y'all find a way to make the struggles of being from towns that aren't necessarily, I mean, in my opinion, because I got common sense and I pay attention and stuff, y'all cities are popping to me. But there's some people that don't realize that, and I'll start with you first this time, Tay. What are you trying to do to help make your city more popping and get more recognized and put on the map? Because although a lot of stuff, I mean, hell, Michael Jackson came from Gary, Indiana, but there's plenty of other things going on. I don't think people realize it. So what are you trying to do to kind of make Gary be put on the map better?
Well, really, I just want to start with my young people because that's where everything is really happening now right now, the young people. So I feel like once we get on and maybe speak to the young ladies and grab a few of the young men, like everybody's going to want to start, participating. Like, I'm probably going to do stuff in Gary, different events and stuff, Everybody just got to know how to act when we come. That's it. But, I mean, just show them that you can. Like, give them different stuff to do instead of killing each other or fighting or, worried about some extra stuff. Learn something new to the city.
Okay. Lene, I posed the same question to you, Richmond. I don't think a lot of people know about, I always get credence. They say, when you say Maryland, everybody always says Baltimore for the most part. But what are you trying to do to help Richmond get more respect?
Well, actually, I'm not even from Richmond. I'm from a smaller town, an hour and a half away, called Stanton. I live in West Bumblefuck, so...
That makes my point even more clear.
Yeah. I don't really have a lot of local support, though. But even without it, I've had multiple ideas of things that I wanted to do in the community and bring to the community. But I don't really have no guidance or the education to do all the things that I want to do. But I've been looking for sponsorships, like, in my area. I haven't really had much luck with it, so. But I would like to have fashion shows out here. I would like to do, like, talent shows for the kids. And I wanted to open up a hair store out here because we don't have none of that. I have to go to Richmond just to go to the hair store.
Yeah, more black hair stores. You don't even keep going.
Just more black business, period. Because we don't really have a lot of that out here. Every time somebody does get their black business together, it's like it doesn't stay. So it's never productive. I don't know how to explain it.
Right, yeah. Well, hopefully, yeah. Well, you know, definitely between Gary. There is, you know, I'm like, I lived, like, that's why I like this show and work online and what I always like talking to people who aren't in my city, because people understand the world is bigger than just your city. If you don't get that, you're going to be stuck in a small mind state for the rest of your life, and you're going to let life go on by, and you wonder why you never got big. It's because you're in your comfort zone and talk to people who aren't from where you're at. So, yeah. So, I salute you, y'all. For beating this jump to come on the show to, you know, network and get your name out there to people who aren't just in your city.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to throw it over to Nate. So, Nate, bam. Throwing it all over to you.
All right. Well, ladies, my question is, you know, where do you see yourself in about 5 years when it comes to the entertainment industry? Like, you know, you guys model. So where do you see you guys as models in about 5 years from now?
You want to go first, please?
Oh, well, I guess I'll go.
It don't matter.
Oh, no, I was asking. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. In 5 years, I see myself really just being somewhere beautiful, just taking pictures for somebody, not having to put forth effort to nothing that I do, and still make money and be able to take care of my kids without any problems.
Right.
No, that's right.
Absolutely.
I really do see myself being successful within the next 3 years. Like, I wouldn't even say five. Like, my goal has been 2018, but I've had, like, some setbacks. But I don't plan on taking any more L's. So I really do see myself being a successful model, and also singing, because I sing, too. So I'll be in the industry. I'll see my face on the TV somewhere. I promise.
Well, can you sing or can you sing? The difference.
Don't forget my name.
I know that's right, girl.
Can you sing or can you sing? That's a difference.
I can sing and sing. I can do a little both.
That's good. That you can model and you can sing. So that's good that you got two different, you know, you can have something to fall back on.
Yeah, because Nate cannot sing.
Yeah, I can't sing. Don't get me. Then I'll be trying to sing when I'm drinking wine, too. It don't be working.
You're trying to sing on wine. Drive me nuts.
Yeah. I'm going to embarrass myself.
I have my own concert. It's true. So, Lasha Tay, honey, Tay, boo-boo.
Hello.
What obstacles do you face, you know, trying to model, you know, getting into modeling? What do you think are your obstacles?
I mean, really, I'm just shy. I may not seem shy, and I'm a big people's person, but, like, me just being out in front of everybody, like, oh, no, that's going to be big for me. But I know that once I take off and everybody loves me, it's just going to be like, okay.
It's going to come
like,
natural, right?
So it's just going to take some getting used to and, you know, being comfortable with myself, and I'm a selfie queen, so, you know, I got to make sure my face is right already, not just a camera in the picture of me, because, you know, I'm like, ooh, let me see. Let me see real quick. Let me. I gotta make sure it's right. So you know, everything will fall into place. So it is.
Well, you know, you are beautiful. So you know, you
thank
got this
you,
down pat. You got it down pat. And Lene, my
yes,
the same question goes to you. What obstacles do you face when it comes to modeling?
Oh Jesus, girl, a lot. I totaled my car in January, so.
What?
Yeah, it's like, I'm not really carless, but I'm carless. but at the same time, I don't let it stop me. I still got to New York actually. Almost missed the bus, but I still made it. Like, I had to track the bus down at the stoplight before he got on the interstate just to make it to New York. But I made it. I don't know how, but I did. And I think the biggest thing is financial reasons. Like, I pay for everything if I'm not getting paid to do what I'm doing. So I pay for my travel and I pay for my stay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that, you know, I have faced when I first started modeling, because I've been modeling since I was a kid, but once I turned 18, I started doing the kind of modeling that I'm able to do. So really, I've been modeling since I was 18, and I came a long way. I started, you know, building my own portfolio, paying for my own portfolio, you know, all kind of stuff. I wasn't getting paid for gigs sometimes, and absolutely, you got to come out of pocket for outfits, heels, makeup,
right,
traveling, all kind of stuff. And now I'm under new management, and my new management said after July, I can't do any more free gigs, so people going to have to pay me if they want to work with me after July. So, yeah, that is
ain't nothing wrong with that. I've just been independent for so long, I don't know. I've thought about
yeah,
income,
I'm independent as
but
well,
I
but
been.
I do have a mentor, somebody who mentored my modeling career and guide me, because he used to be a rapper, and he'd been in the entertainment industry for a very long time. He was actually a signed rapper. He, you know, so he really, you know, guided me and helped me.
I feel you.
So my next question is, what
LaShante,
what you got coming up?
Oh, see, now you're trying to get me to talk about some stuff.
What's going on with Slim Thick Girls? Let's hear you talk about Slim Thick Girls.
Yes, well, of course, my girls will have a shoot coming out soon. Just be ready for that. We'll actually be doing a party here on the 28th.
Yes,
Webby
coming. Webby
yes,
coming.
Yes,
but I'll
yes
be in Atlanta
doing
a video
shoot.
Yeah.
They did that last weekend, too. And Gary, though. Not here.
Mm.
So we'll definitely be ready for that. Come out and see us. Other than that, I just work every day. Work every day and take care of my kids. That's what's coming up.
Ain't nothing wrong
life
with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Lene,
what you got
off,
coming
everybody up? Everybody will know about it.
You already
know.
What do I have coming up? May 13th, I have a show in Atlanta. But I don't know if I'm going to go or not, because I'm supposed to be doing a party, and the party is supposed to be helping me fund myself for another show that I have in New York. I mean, I have a job. I have a full-time job, but I have bills too, so I try to make other ways to make money, and I also get like paid photo shoots to make money too. So,
right.
But I have a show in New York. It's actually on a yacht. I forgot who it was for though. That's terrible. I can't think. It's too many people. It's too many different people. But that's in New York on May 18th, and then I have a photo shoot for Black Diva magazine in Miami, Memorial Weekend, on May 25th. So I have
cool
a little bit. And then I go back to New York for New York Fashion Week in September. And
cool, cool.
That's for
and I did some of your pictures. You are beautiful, hon.
Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. Thank you. So I got one last question for y'all.
Yeah, I got to put all these soft voices on here tonight. Y'all, everybody's talking.
I got one more question. Y'all, I should say you know me. I don't got no filter. Like I told you before, Betty, know I'm crazy. Lashate, know I'm crazy. So my question for y'all is, where's the weirdest place you ever had sex?
Oh my!
Well, shit, we can keep going all night if you want to be on this fuck shit. The weirdest place. I don't know about weird. Like, I'm adventurous, but I don't know about weird because I'm clean. Like, I can't go fucking the bushes or some shit. Like, that's crazy. I can't do that. A balcony. I would say yeah, the balcony. But I'm a lesbian, so it was a female, of course. But it was on the balcony of a hotel. But it was so beautiful. The water was right in front of us. So I think that was a nice view.
Sound romantic. I need to get
It wasn't even planned.
Mm-hmm. Now, y'all done put me on the spot with this question. Oh, my. So it wasn't really a weird place. I guess it was just really a weird situation, being right next to your best friend, but young teen nights, drunk, you know how that goes. That was weird.
Yeah, I already
It'll
know.
It'll never happen in my today life. Don't even look at me.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I think I beat both of y'all.
Uh-oh.
I think I beat them.
Okay.
The weirdest place I ever had sex was in church. So,
Jesus.
Look, I was about to say, well, I did in the corner right in front of Little Caesars, but they was closed. You said.
Right. Then it was with a girl at that, y'all, in the bathroom.
Cover your ears, God.
I ain't gonna say he's going to hell. I'm sure you've been saved.
I wouldn't do that again because I was young. I was probably 16. With a girl, just with a girl.
That's even worse.
That's even worse, right? Because with a girl, it was with a girl.
But ain't nothing wrong with it.
Hey,
know.
We get a pass. It was before 18.
Right, we win.
Yes. We ain't going to talk about it.
But yeah, that was my weirdest place.
But what about the other? The other host.
Right, somebody's missing.
We need to know about you, sir.
Yes,
yeah, said
was the weirdest you
Let's hear it. Thought you was off the hook.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying to think which one I should tell. You know, I got some crazy ones. One summer to take. I think I told this one on the show where, okay, I was, this one chick, this one bad African chick. I had just it was at a party. She was dancing up on me, and I was like, okay, she let us know, hey, we got something going on afterwards. So went over, left from there. Me and my homeboys went to their house, and we was playing blackjack. So it was battle of the sexes. Whoever won, whichever's sex won blackjack, the losing team had to do a strip tease. So, yeah, shout out to that, and you can figure out the rest of that. let's just say the guys won blackjack. I'll put it that way. Yeah. But
you
it's
crazy.
So, to make the story go crazier, so we ain't going to cheat for time. We was trying to get on all night. So we need blackjack to make that happen. So her friend falls asleep in the living room floor. And, you know, we on the floor. We trying to hide under. I ain't got no cover. So I'm using my big-ass jacket, putting it over the two of us. And I'm like, I'll pull out my secret little rain cap, if you know what I mean. And I'm over there thrusting, and I'm like nervous because a friend is asleep behind me, and I'm like, if I just make one wrong move, she gonna feel bare ass if I'm not careful. So yeah, that was crazy. In the middle of the street at night was crazy, and it was a somewhat busy street on top of that. That was pretty crazy.
It's a man for you.
Yeah. In the hot tub.
Let's go to that pocket. Why don't you?
There we go. That's my little. I told you. I mean, everybody be thinking I'm this quiet church mouse nerd. I'm like, y'all gonna continually be wrong. Y'all think that?
Y'all don't have no more questions.
I know we got more. I mean,
I know Tay got to get back to her kitties.
Yes.
You want to stay on that? We can definitely keep grilling you since you volunteering.
That's fine. I got nothing else to do. I just got off and then showered, laying in bed, chilling. I ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
Thank you guys for having me.
I'm going to give you a hand.
Hey, I definitely appreciate you coming on tonight. It was absolutely fun, getting you out here, being able, so you can learn how to, communicate and do radio. Because this ain't going to be your first radio show, honey. Let me tell you this. This ain't going to be your first one, baby.
My.
So get used to it.
Yeah, a lot of people that came to this show have been on the bigger shows. They always attribute this show to being the one that helped them get over their shyness to be able to do other shows.
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
This show stepping
on. I'm definitely ready for whatever, though. If I do freeze up, I'm still going to smile and wave.
Absolutely, that's all you can do. And keep hustling for them babies.
Yes, indeed. You guys have a good night. You see
you too, baby.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
It's breaking up.
I know. It's still breaking up. I can't hear you. I didn't hear a word you said.
We go. Every now and then I got to come through the back line when the main line with Jesus start acting up.
Hello, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before.
Yeah, right. that was Jesus telling me. He said, that might get into. All right, I might have to mess you up on that one. So that's why you keep the backup line, because every now and then when God's on the main line, he ain't gonna let you keep acting a fool. So. I had to come on the back line.
Glad you got it together.
Yeah, that was driving me nuts. Yeah, I'd be mad. I do every time on the show. It'll all of a sudden it start getting real good. It just went act stupid. And then maybe, I can't hear you. I'm like, what?
Yeah, we couldn't hear you.
So Lene, you decided to stay with us for extra time. Lord knows, I don't know why you decided to do that.
I don't know either. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Wow, okay.
Well, she can join in with the six.
Oh Lord, what is this? Nate, why did I let you produce the six
things? That you know niggas is not shit. That's
okay,
you
I'm checking out.
Not shit.
I'm checking out. This is only about dudes. I'm checking out on this one.
Six ways you know niggas is not shit.
Okay. Shout out to that. So we're not gonna call out the females, okay.
No, we're not calling.
This is
all about Nate's seduction tonight. Nate's seduction show.
Okay, here we go. I'll be quiet over here in my little corner.
So each of us got to say two, okay? Lene say two, I say two, you say two, Seti.
But it's not about females, too, so I don't know if I feel like.
You know niggas ain't shit. You be knowing some niggas ain't shit.
Shit, these females get. I try to win the battle, man. Win the war.
I got people
all them ain't shit.
On here tonight.
Damn. Okay, so
I'm
go ahead, Nate.
Right.
Oh, well, I guess who's starting?
Okay. My first one is you know niggas not shit when they can fuck you and all this and that, but then hit you with we just friends. You not shit. You really not.
Women do that too, though.
Yeah, it hit you wrong at that. Then like.
The pipe went good.
Oh, see, Nate will start fucking up already because women do that way too often these days.
Nah.
We all walk past the damn trash every fucking day. I know y'all see that shit sitting.
Yes, nigga. So
nigga,
shit when they
walk past it every day.
And don't take out the trash. First, a nigga over here right now in the trash for it, and then nigga ain't took out the trash.
And I don't even date niggas. My brother gets to do that shit.
Probably out because I'm cooking. Nah.
That's crazy.
Mm.
I got a question.
What's your question?
Yes.
Do you think the death penalty should be allowed?
The death penalty?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it should be allowed for rape.
Only for rape.
Killing people.
For killing people.
I don't like the death penalty. Period. I tell you why. I think it's the easy way out.
Yeah, for
because they don't want to think about it for the rest of their life. You get to end the anguish and kill them. You know, especially some people have to wait on death row for decades, but like if your sentence to be put to death is like real quick, like a quick turnaround, then you ain't got to think about it no more.
Right.
So you're like, oh great, I ain't got to think about all these people I killed.
Right. Yeah.
So I think the death penalty is an easy way out, and I think if you rape somebody, I think that's an easy way out too, because you should every day you should be running from Big Bubba. Because Big Bubba going to get that booty.
I'm weak. I don't know. I mean, I do think, I don't know. I've asked myself because I don't know. It just depends on what you do. But at the same time, it is the easy way out. So, no, I feel like they should sit there and deal with the fuck what they did, whatever the hell they did. I don't care what it is. Rape is just as terrible as murder. Murder is, it ain't no in between. They're both terrible.
Because the death penalty number assisted suicide.
What'd you say?
I said the death penalty is nothing but assisted suicide.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But I'm back to this list y'all got me doing. Thank you for the detour in the list for a second. So I don't want to answer.
I was just
going to
have a question.
That was great. I like to know. Ask more questions. It gives me not to answer the question. But okay. I will play nice and I'll play by your little rules, Nay.
Yeah.
But after this, I want a big hug after this. So, number three.
Number three.
something that's saying some of these dudes eight-ish is, okay, so these guys that come out here and you sleep with these chicks, you raw dogging them, you getting them pregnant, and you run the hell off as fast as you can.
And don't the take care of your kids, mind. Yes. And nigga, don't take care of his kids will never be shit.
Right. Hold on. You don't take care of your kids, but you don't want to take care of your kids, but when you're all your baby mama over here about to get some good from Cindy J, y'all got a problem with it. Y'all got to get over
it, man.
You're funny as hell. I'm over here. I'm over here changing lives, man, so I need you to, like, leave me alone. And you ain't shit, and you still try, like, dude, move on, man. I want to be, which goes to my point about feet, some of these females not being shit. If you still sleep with your baby daddy, please don't talk to me. I ain't going to be, like, I don't have time to be y'all fucking each other on the side all the time. I ain't got to, well, that's my baby mama, so I'm going to tie their pussy whatever I want. Shut your ass up,
Yeah, that's
a
nigga's problem. They think they can have your pussy whenever they want to. And you got to tell these niggas. You got to tell these niggas, no, it don't work like that.
And they be waving child support around in a little envelope. You want this child support check? Well, you got to get some of this child
Half
support
check. Half of these niggas don't even pay their damn child support.
So, yeah. There
well,
you go. See, I played by y'all little rules.
Number four. You know a nigga not shit when he cheat on his fiance, then turn around and marry her 2 weeks later.
Mm.
That's a damn shame.
You really not shit. And then she not shit really either because she found out and still married him. So y'all both really not shit.
Right, y'all both terrible. Mm.
Well,
but
she was trying to get his
they're
last little pot now before they got married.
Mm-hmm. No.
She's like, get your thought out now because once we marry, I ain't putting up that shit.
Nah, fuck all that. Ain't no fiance, ain't no ring, ain't no marriage. Fuck a piece of paper. Fuck marriage. Fuck negative.
Because obviously you know this nigga cheated on you, and you still go marry him, so you're pretty much saying you go allow him to cheat on your ass again, because that's exactly what's going to fucking happen.
Okay.
And you know he not shit when he already got 7 kids and 7 different baby moms.
No, that's really terrible. That's trifling.
You're really not shit. And you only 30.
30?
Lania.
Yes.
Lania, number 5.
Oh, I have to do number 5?
Yep, so you got to do 2, so you got number 5. You can do number 6 if you want to as well.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll do number 5. Oh, Jesus. Well, see, I don't deal with niggas, so, you know, it's, like, hard to see, like, you know, niggas hate shit, you know. But, can you come back to me? I have to come up with one.
Number 5. You don't want to do number 5?
Nope.
Well, I can go on and on about how niggas is not shit.
Oh, I know.
I really can't.
This is very anti-Fetty J today.
Niggas not, you know a nigga not shit when he try to talk to you and your mom.
That's trifling.
trifling. Niggas really don't be shit. Talking about, that ain't your daughter. That ain't your mama.
I can't believe you over here participating
you
in
ain't
this
shit.
Game. Talking about how y'all ain't shit. Basically.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
What did he say?
Talking about I
that was...
if it was him and his daddy. Nah.
All right, that was a six.
Oh, well, you know a nigga ain't shit when he taking care of somebody else's kid. He ain't even taking care of his own goddamn kid.
Girl, yes, niggas, it's my shit. How you gonna take care of somebody else, baby, but you got a whole baby of your own and you're not taking care of your baby? You ain't shit. You need your ass beat. You need your dick cut the fuck out, for real.
Well, see, Nate, that's six. That was six.
Yay. You gotta do one more. Fuck all that. Nope.
No, I don't
want to
play.
Not slick.
I don't want to play.
You not slick.
He said he don't want to play.
You are a sign that niggas ain't shit is the fact that some of these niggas ain't shit. Let me make sure I put it on it every time. Because by saying that, I'm saying that myself. But anyways, that some of these niggas ain't shit is y'all the reason I'm having to do this fucking list in the first place.
You funny as hell. Okay, I got one more because they don't count. And this is
okay.
A true story, y'all. Like, what I'm about to say is a true story. So I got this ex-boyfriend, right?
Mm.
We was on and off for about, I would say, 4 years.
Oh, girl,
and this
long.
Nigga asked me, this nigga is really crazy, first of all, like, calling each other bitches and shit, like, who want to deal with her? Then this nigga is so crazy and so damn petty, where if I'm ignoring this nigga, I'm all kind of bitches, he blowing up my phone, he making statuses on Facebook, he letting it be known that we fucking, which it don't be nobody business, like, you know, I really must have got you pressed. Then he asked to marry me, and I told him no.
Oh, you didn't marry
the nigga. And this nigga got mad as hell. I was all kind of bitches again because I said I ain't want to marry him. Nigga, you not shit. That's exactly why I don't want to marry you, because who about to deal with this shit for the rest of your life?
I thought somebody
good dick coming
though. That's crazy.
Good dick come and go. It comes and go.
It comes and goes. Okay, we don't do list now. Yay, that was a six for this week. Woo! Well, let's see. All right, so we got a little bit left for the show, people. I guess ask some final question. I got a final question for you. All right, so. I'm trying to think if I want to go hard, because you over there, we could talk about this all night. All right, so.
Oh, Jesus, your mind's probably been stuck on this.
No, my mind. Actually, no, I was trying to get over. I had a serious question. I like that death penalty question. But no, I have to make up for hearing
really?
These freaking questions. This freaking
okay.
list that y'all made me participate in.
Cool.
Yo, I had to
clearly,
be, I had to be the mean.
Too.
So, yeah.
Clearly,
so, my question for you is, oh, no, so we talk about a place. What is the freakiest thing you have ever done?
Thing?
Yes.
Oh. I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't really want that for.
You
want to
get
beat up? I've done normal things like eat pussy. I don't really know what is so freaky. I mean, I've used straps and shit. I mean, that's freaky. I mean. I don't know. I guess you can't
okay,
call me a freak.
So like,
I ain't eat nobody's ass or nothing, though, so.
But, okay, so I'll
ask.
Give you an example of one. One year for Valentine's Day, there's one chick, she took some. She went to what was it, Bath and Body Works or Victoria's Secret, one of them two. And she got some chocolate.
Oh,
she got like this jar of chocolate, like it's like body chocolate, whatever. It had like a brush on it. So she went, she took the rush and she put it, you know where. And she was like, oh my God, it tastes so good. Like, I was like, so she had this bit all the time where she would always ask, can she have some chocolate dick all the time? I was like,
chocolate dick?
Oh, you came in late, Meg. Welcome to the party. I was talking about, like, she went to, like, Victoria's Secret or Bath and Body Works, one of them two, and they had, like, this, I think it was Victoria's Secret. They had, like, this, this chocolate. You can put on people and, you know, put it in certain places and lick it off wherever. So she put the chocolate. You have an idea what she with the chocolate. And so, yeah, she was getting enamored by doing that. So she was always threatening to say, please, please, please have some chocolate dick, please. I'm like, whoa. So, yeah, that also, too, took some ice, took, like, some of that crushed ice you get from, like, Sonic, took a piece of the ice, put it right by her clit, and then while she was, like, shivering from the ice, I was handling business. yeah, so there you go. There's kind of stuff we're talking about.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, I think you might be a little freaky. Too freaky. I don't even like chocolate, so. That's out for me. I don't like chocolate. I don't like whipped cream. I don't like none of that shit.
Oh, girl, you missed out. I love whipped cream.
Hey,
we
eat my pussy just like that.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Daddy, why you laughing?
Is she allowed to put the whipped cream on you? I know you won't eat the whipped cream.
Oh, yeah, my girlfriend, she likes whipped cream. She could put the whipped cream anywhere she wants
okay.
to put it and lick it.
I thought it was as far as you don't even want it on, even on you. So, okay. All right, cool.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, there you go. Well, tell her about the chocolate thing. That's a new thing she can use now. Tell her the chocolate.
I don't know how much she likes chocolate. I don't think she really likes chocolate like that.
Well, you know, they'll give you some stuff. We'll throw the stuff in there. You can put some, what else can you put on there? Some mayonnaise. I'm just being stupid now. But
I know. Might as well put hot sauce on it.
Oh, I know, because black people, you put hot sauce on anything, get it.
You're crazy.
Just don't,
oh, my God.
Oh, so I got to share this thing with y'all, because y'all going to laugh. I can't believe I just shared this. I know it's named Crickets of the Week segment. It's not the Wednesday, but it is Hot After Dusk Monday, so sometimes we talk about a hot mess. So today, in Room 21, and y'all trying to figure out what Room 21 is, it's one of those special groups on Facebook where crazy stuff happens. And this one chick was in there. She was on live in Room 21. And she was cooking breakfast, right? And a roach crawled to her fucking grits, and she still ate them grits. I'm like, you nasty slut. You just ate some roach-infested grits.
Yo.
Grits even look appealing to begin with. I'm a honey child that barely cook. I like, what the hell? So, yeah, she was just fucking up breakfast. I'm glad I already ate for today because I've been mad as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So, yeah, y'all hear about Room 21, you know, y'all. Now y'all remember me. Well, it's not just so like that, but mainly a lot of freaky stuff happens in there.
Hey,
crazy. And earlier, it was these two trannies, and I was like, oh, help me, Lord. Dude was sweating them hard. And I was like, man, y'all niggas ain't paying attention to voices. They sounded like men. But they can pass as being female. So, you know, so I can see why these dudes were pretty much faked out. But no, they was definitely men. Or former used to be men. So that was interesting. That was interesting live I saw. So yeah, Rule 21, some good stuff happens and some crazy stuff happens. So yeah, that was something I was not ready for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that is we're going to come to a close. You got anything else you want to share with us, Ms. Lania?
Who, me? No. Y'all can follow me, though, on Instagram.
Oh, wait. Before you say that, we on the show, we don't say follow. We say stalk, and I'll tell you what we mean by that. Because when you stalk a person, see, anybody can press the follow button, but we use stalking in a good sense. Like, stalkers follow you, but they support your every move. So that's what we mean by stalkers. Like, if you put out a T-shirt to sell, they're going to buy a T-shirt and support it. If you got tickets to a fashion show, they're going to buy. Stalkers, in this sense, those are our greatest supporters.
Okay. Well, to my stalkers. On top of the stalkers I already had.
Oh, Lord.
Stalk me on my Instagram. I got two. It's professional with 2 underscores at the end. It's professional with 2 underscores. And my other Instagram is fuck it all, and that's FCKITALL. And that's also my Twitter. So stalk all my social media. I'm not getting on my Facebook. I got the limit of friends already. So just stalk those social media networks. But no, thank y'all for having me on the show. I haven't done this in a while. This is probably like my third radio show. I've done it like long time ago.
Well, glad to have you. Shoot, before you go, I'll agree because we're going to close the show out in a moment anyway. Let everybody know. Y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all can check them out. Go to blogtalkradio.com/CDJ, CEDDY letter J. You can even go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, which, by the way, dustspot.com, people, is a social network that was created for people who are strictly in the professional, who are industry professionals in the entertainment industry. So if you're a professional in the entertainment industry, join dustspot.com. It is free. You can promote promote your pictures, your videos. You can blog all this. You can post your casting calls. Check out other casting calls, submission deadlines, all that on Dustspot, DUSKSGOT.com. I don't know if you're on there, Lania, but if you're not, you need to make sure you're on there. Full show.
I got you.
So, yes, lock that down.
Oh, wait. I got to tell you one thing.
Yes.
It's Lania. If you put my name one more time, I'm going to have to come wherever you are.
You're going to come to wherever I Well, me, that's all I got to do to get you to come in? Well, I would have left your name a long time ago.
Because my first name is already 8 letters. Lania ain't that many. I think it's 5. So I try to make it easier. And you still butchering it. But it's okay.
Oh, I know. I'm going to get better. Okay, Lania. See, I'm going to get better.
Thank you.
I said it right that time, right? Lania?
Yes, you did.
Lania.
Yes. Don't forget my name, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
I won't forget. I ain't going to forget your name. I got to make sure I don't forget how to say it.
Right. Don't forget how to pronounce.
So, Lene, make sure you go over to DustSpot.com and sign up. If you're not on there already, and post some of your work.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Okay, honey. Nay, you got any announcements you want to make before we get out, ma'am?
I will be in Atlanta, Georgia this Friday, and I'll be shooting with PBG the Prince for his video shoot. I will be his leading lady. We'll be shooting Saturday, actually, but I'll be in Atlanta Friday. And I'll also be on Addictive Radio again as well, because I am an addictive model. So I'll be on there speaking about the video shoot or whatever and how the video shoot went. And then I will be in Miami in July shooting with So Gorilla Films doing my new Eye Candy video. So I'm very excited for you guys to see that video when that one do come out. I am putting in a lot of hard work. This video will have a lot of meaning. And you guys will see me different. It's still going to be an Eye Candy video, but it's going to be on a whole total different platform.
Okay.
Well, let you guys know, too, I'll be next month, so there will be a week where y'all will not have any shows from us. Don't cry. So the week of, let's see, May. Give me a second. Oh, thank you. And Renato just gave me a reminder for you too, Nate. So I'm going to say it in a second. The week of the 22nd and 24th, those are our usual show days. We will not be doing a show those days because I will be out of the country. For a week. So the week before Memorial Day, I'll be out of the country.
Oh, I'll be in Miami.
Y'all stay tuned.
I'll be doing some
photo shoots outside of there too. So yeah, y'all check it out. I'll be in Belize. I'll be in Honduras. And I'll be in Mexico. Those will be the places I'll be at for a week. So getting the hell out of this country for a little bit. I'm falling out. Yeah, got to get out. People don't think that I don't be doing things, so I got to remind them.
I know that's right.
And then I'll be in Memphis 4th of July weekend. And I'm supposed to be shooting on the 28th of June. I'm supposed to be shooting with Queen Love. I'm okay now. Everything in the world is okay with me. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then after the show, y'all know after every show we do LAD after show. That's where it's the Facebook Live version of the show where either myself or Nate does a live after the show. Sometimes we both do them. Tonight, I won't be on the live, but I have a very special guest. I'm going to tell you, I can't give y'all too much. So if you check out my Facebook, Ceddie J, Ceddy, letter J, Dusk, I will be there on live. Give me about 15 minutes into the show, I will be ready, or my guest will be ready, excuse me. My special guest sit-in. So, yeah, again, thank you, Lene, for coming to the show. And I said it
absolutely
right this time.
Yes, you did. Y'all are welcome. Thank y'all for having me.
All right.
No,
how do we end the show every
shout
week,
shout out
Nate?
To them Slim Stick girls. And thank you, Lashite, for coming on again.
So I'll let Nate end the show. Do the song sign off, and I end it. I say the ending part. So you can just start off this time, Nate.
No matter what you do, make sure you're
in charge today.
No matter what you do, make sure you do it safe, okay? And where's Jay? I mean, where's
Well, you gotta switch it around now because you're in charge. Cause you're in charge of
and where there's a nay, there is a way, and there is a setting. So.
Oh, she didn't miss it. All right, let's all go. Hold on, Nay. You can do the end. Let me show you how you messing it up. Remind you guys of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J, or there's a U, or a Nay. There is a way. Until the episode. Life at Dust Live, you boy, Steady J. And your girl.
Nay Seduction.
All right. We out, y'all. Peace. See y'all on Facebook Live in a second.